Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Better, and the International Franchise Online Expo. In addition to the rescheduled live event in October at the Javits Center in New York City, the IFE is unveiling an online version of the 30-year-old expo on the original dates of May 28th through the 30th. Exhibitors will have an online presence where they can host live meetings, distribute collateral, and interact with interested candidates from all over the world. The expo will offer similar educational programs as the live event, with recorded presentations by franchise industry leaders, downloadable white papers, articles, and more. As our country emerges from the pandemic, MFV Expos and the IFA are here to help keep your pipeline lead flow healthy. Register now at onlinefranchiseexpo.com. Okay, and along with that, something we've been talking about here for the past few weeks is getting ready for the comeback of a lifetime. And someone I really wanted to chat with about this is our franchise spotlight of the day, Alicia Visconti. She's the CEO of FranServe, as well as the publisher and CEO of Franchise Dictionary Magazine. Alicia, how are you?
I'm good, Jack. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show. A pleasure. And I just want to say to your listeners, you went from the smooth voice of Jack Munson to the Jersey accent of Alicia Visconti, and I do apologize for that.
Oh, come on. No, you sound terrific. Before we get into the comeback and what we're doing to change everything in the world of COVID-19 and where we're going to emerge from that, give us a little bit of your background. What were you doing before FranServe?
Sure. Well, thanks for that question. And my background, for the most part, I probably have, 15, 20 years C-level with service organizations, both domestically and internationally. And the businesses that I've been in charge of and helped grow are always ones that have a higher purpose. It has to have career bliss. It has to give back. It helps people to have a better life. So a lot of my background before FranServe was in the careers industry. I started my career right after modeling in doing things like becoming a career coach and a life coach. So always, involved in helping people to find their bliss, be successful, move forward in their lives, overcome transition and challenges. So that was my background for many years, obviously. Lend itself very well to moving into FranServe. Same avenue, just a little bit different venue than the careers path.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds exactly like what you're doing now. How long have you been with FranServe and how did you start there?
Well, that's a little bit of a crazy story. I'm actually a product of my own company in a way. I started with FranServe as a franchise consultant, going again from helping people moving up corporate ladder to helping them own a business and become entrepreneurs, as I had been and enjoyed. So I wanted to help others do that and looked at, different organizations and became a franchise consultant. Loved it. That was so rewarding to help people finally own businesses, the American dream. And then I had opportunity. Our founder retired and I got approached and I acquired the company and became the owner and CEO.
Excellent. And has the mission changed since you took over? How long ago was that you took over as owner and CEO?
2016 is when that opportunity came up. Yep.
Okay. Did the mission change when you took over, or were you kind of expanding on where the founder was going to begin with?
Well, it was very different because, again, I am used to, moving things very quickly. I'm the true entrepreneur, right? You jump off a cliff, build the plane on the way down. So FranServe was a great company at the time. But, once again, sometimes things get a little comfortable. I came in and just, put my Jersey thumbprint on it and we rocked and rolled, right? So everything changed. Everything became very dynamic. I'm a big believer on technology and innovative ideas. So had a lot of support, have a great team, very blessed by that, wonderful franchisors in our portfolio, and of course, the fantastic FranServe consultants. So we rocked and rolled. Now, you know, all the way up through COVID-19, I mean, we've had year under year since that time of record-breaking, right? So every year we outperformed what we were doing the year before from 2016 on. So COVID-19, when that hit, you know, you take a deep breath, right? You wait and see what's going to happen. And
can you believe this has only really been happening for 2 or 3 months right now? We're, by the way, folks, we're recording this in early May of 2020. So in case you're listening to this 4 years in the future, congratulations. And you're hearing us chat about what was happening in May of 20. Can you believe that this has only been going on for like 2 to 3 months? It feels like we've been in this spot for a year.
Well, you know, you say exactly that, right? It's the longest 2 to 3 months, like every month has like 150 days, it feels like. And Jack, you and I were talking earlier off record, and you know I'm a, you know, science fiction and geek girl and all that. Now, I love all that. I never thought I was going to star in one, right? That's what it feels like. You know? crazy. But the franchise industry, as you know, very, very adaptive, right? They're all entrepreneurs. They're all out-of-the-box thinkers. So, you know, we've been working with the brands on doing things like virtual discovery days and doing a lot of things online and virtually that has been working for them. So FranServe has always been a virtual company. So for us, you know, there was no change in that. There was no relearning curve for us, though we did help our brands learn how to relearn it. And they were almost instant with that. They just were amazing how they pivoted. And I'm sure you've seen it too across the board, how the brands adapt and change.
I mean, go back in time a year and go to, a CDO from a large franchise organization and say the word virtual discovery day, and you'd probably get asked to leave the building. Virtual? No, you come here. We do this in person. But I think so much has changed in the past 2 to 3 months that is probably going to stay with us. So the fact that you were helping those brands during this time, and I want to come back to that sort of helpful message in a moment, but the fact that you were leading them into something that you guys were already pretty good at, you know, the whole remote distance type of business. Mm-hmm. I think you added some value there to those brands that a lot of people probably could not have helped them with.
Well, and that's really part of what FranServe's mission is, right? I mean, in order to really succeed as a community, a franchise community, that's what you have to do, right? Draw on the strengths of one another. And virtual training, virtual discovery days, helping the brands to learn to over-communicate when you're virtual, right? Mm. Something that they were not used to doing. They were used to doing training in person, the discovery days, meeting their prospective franchisees in person. So when you're virtual, you have to over-communicate everything and adapt. And they were very, very appreciative of the webinars and the calls and all of that to support them. And they support us. We have had very, very successful months, the last 2 months of helping them to expand with new franchisees. And it's because it's a joint effort. They adapted, we adapted, win-win for everyone. And now, of course, people are now business owners, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Tell me more about that idea of over-communicating, maybe some other things that franchisors should be doing right now to remain relevant and really stay sort of in front of these candidates. Any other advice on communicating or remaining relevant?
Sure. Simple things that sometimes you don't think about, like your website or your drip campaigns or emails that have gone out. You know, when it's pre-COVID-19, you know, a very strong marketing message is great. And when you're in COVID-19 or coming out of it, you know, it has to be that it's a new normal. It has to show that you've changed and adapted that you're helpful, that you're understanding of the circumstances, it's a different message. And we've communicated to our consultants and to our brands to look at their LinkedIn profiles, their brands' LinkedIn profiles, their marketing messages, their emails, because we, as a business, rarely look at our own material, you know, and this is the perfect example and time period to examine it and maybe change things, discard things that maybe you were hesitant, was it working? Now, you can clean up and change the brand to make it much stronger in the circumstances that we're in.
It's funny, it kind of brings everything back to the idea of having a business or an organization with a higher purpose, really how you started your career. And now we're helping people with career changes and maybe owning a business for the first time. And that higher purpose is really part of this now, where maybe for some brands that having a higher purpose wasn't really there a couple of years ago, but I think now it's got to be really part of it.
I totally agree. You know, sometimes the worst circumstances, you know, brings together the humanity of all of us. And certainly COVID-19 has done that, right? We're all in it together. You know, my favorite hashtag is hashtag franchise strong.
Right? Franchise strong. I love that one.
Yeah, that's my favorite. And I really believe that because, you know, FranServe is a PDO, right? A purpose-driven organization. And when you give back, we all know it. When you give back on any level, right, it comes around to you. It's just the circle of life. And we do see that tremendously with brands who obviously are always looking at being successful in business and numbers. You have to do that to be a successful business owner and entrepreneur and a CEO. But now, of course, we're looking at things so much more. I mean, how valuable is, you know, something very simple that we would take in our lives of going out and hanging out with our friends or our business associates and just, you know, chatting. So now you see the importance of relationships, and that brings people together. And as you said, Jack, perfect example, having a purpose that maybe wasn't there before, but certainly is now for all the brands.
And I think a brand showing that they, like you, are purpose-driven and that they are helpful, I think that's something that a lot of brands haven't really promoted or advertised as a good reason to, you know, buy my franchise because we are purpose-driven and we're a helpful type of organization. I think in the future that's going to be critical, though, because the next generation of franchisees may not be as focused on, you know, my generation of how much money am I going to make, right? What's my life going to look like? How much money am I going to make? I think the next generation, we will see more business owners who want to be associated with a brand that is purpose-driven, that is something that they're passionate about, and something that is actually helpful to consumers in the future. Do you have any feeling on that?
100% agree. I mean, I think what happens is COVID-19 helps us to jumpstart, right? Pushes us in that direction that was coming anyway. In the May issue of Franchise Dictionary magazine, which, as you mentioned, I'm the publisher and CEO. In this month, it's the pet month, which is just adorable. I just have to say that. But there's a wonderful article in there about millennials and what is of value to them in franchises and what they look at in order to consider ownership and investment in a franchise. And again, you see that over and over again. It has to do something more. It has to be something that is beyond just the dollars.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, maybe like you said, COVID-19 is really going to amplify this, but a lot of people will look at something as, I'm not only investing a lot of money in this thing, but I'm also investing the rest of my life, perhaps. So it's got to be something that I care about, and it's got to be something that you know, people in my tribe care about, and people in my community care about, or otherwise it's just another money-making opportunity, and I'm just not so passionate about that anymore. I also think there's going to be a lot of people who remember how they were treated during this COVID-19 era, right? And I think that extends to brands. So the fact that you're helping brands navigate their way through this, and you know, you and I talk a lot about the International Franchise Association. They've been wonderful as far as webinars and communication, helping people navigate through, you know, these sort of murky times. I think we're all going to remember those people in our lives at the time of COVID-19 and the brands that we were involved in and who was helpful and who was not so helpful. So I think you've got a great period right now to make a great impression on a lot of people.
Totally agree. And I think, you know, it's easy to, when things are going well, right? It's easy to, you know, do things and manage things and execute things. It's when things are difficult that, you know, your character really gets defined. And just as you said, I mean, you know, the IFA, wonderful people, very supportive, obviously, for the franchise community. And you see within that as you said, the tribe, right? Because your vibe attracts your tribe, right?
Yeah, I so love that.
You see that within it, right? Brands that step up. I mean, I think you've seen it week after week. I acknowledge all the brands and the vendors and suppliers who have come through for FranServe to do all kinds of educational things. And as a community, we're so supportive of one another because let's face it. I mean, when you look at the world of what's going on now, right? You want to have team players. You want to have people that support each other and you can't be short-sighted. It just doesn't work. It never works, but now it's magnified that it doesn't work.
Does it feel a little strange to you that you and I and some of our friends and colleagues in this industry, it feels like at times we're even more connected now than we were a couple of months ago because we're doing webinars and we're doing more video chats and virtual happy hours and things like that. I think there's this need to keep communicating, or as you say, over communicating. And it almost feels like our tribes are getting a little bit stronger. Do you feel that?
I do. And you know, when I was a life coach, you know, human beings are socially driven animals, right? We need that for connection. And I was just joking to a couple of colleagues that we're supposed to be, you know, social distance and all. I have never spent so much time on the phone. I mean, yeah, it is unbelievable.
Well, yes. First of all, people have a little extra time to chat now, you know, that, you know, a few months ago, it was a text or a message back. And now people are actually answering the phone when you call.
Yes. And of course, Zoom, right? I was on a call today and the host joked and said, well, I'm sure this is your first Zoom call in the last 5-6 weeks. And of course, it's like, what, 5 a day,
yeah,
you know? So, but yes, and I think that's a good thing. I think it's wonderful because the thing I'm most grateful, honestly, or one of the things I'm most grateful is my path has crossed with people in the franchise community and other communities that normally would not. And how delightful is that? It's sad under the circumstances, but again, you know, we all are, you know, team players, right? We're the superhero team. So we put all of us put our capes on and work together. And I love that.
I do too. I really love that. A couple of other things I wanted to ask you about before we go today. You mentioned Franchise Dictionary Magazine. How long has it been now since you took over as publisher of that great publication?
Well, thank you so much, Jack. It was formed just under a year when I decided that I wanted to own it. It was not for sale. It was a startup publication.
Everything's for sale.
Yeah, you know, we're struggling a little bit. I had written an article or two, and I said, you know, I could make this run. So I made some noise, and then that all closed within like a couple of weeks. So wow. It's been a couple of years now. I'd say it's 2-3 years now that I've had it, and it's a delight. It's grown so much, and I joke because its theme colors, brand colors are pink, and FranServe is blue. So I say that I am a franchise mom with a boy and a girl.
Perfect. Well, it's a great publication. I think it was a great thing to do to get a magazine like that involved, and including the digital version, which is, yes, absolutely beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Great team.
right now, storytelling is more important than anything else, a brand, or in your case, a lot of brands and a lot of partners and friends and colleagues. It's just a great place to, you know, show some people off and tell some stories and let people learn about some great brands and what's going on in the industry. So kudos to you and your team on that magazine. It's really looking great.
Thank you, Jack. And I, one of the things that I really wanted to drive with that magazine is for it to not be, you know, a trade publication, so to speak, but really to help educate would-be franchise owners on different brands and the people, as you said, the story behind the brand as well. And I'm very grateful to Rose Mango and the entire, that's my editor, and mm-hmm. of course the entire team, just delightfully talented people.
Excellent. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about before we go today, I know it's a passion of yours, and that is the idea of veterans as franchisees and business owners and all of the great work you do with the IFA in the VetFran program. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that side of the business.
Well, you know, it's very, there's a lot of gratitude I have for being involved in VetFran, and I never served in the military, so I was surprised when they first asked me, but I have done an enormous amount of work with veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's near and dear to my heart, and I think that is why VetFran invited me to come on board in terms of their advisory board and their committee. And for me, it's really helping veterans to find, once again, a career bliss. And franchise ownership works so well for them because of their leadership abilities, their ability to manage circumstances, the team player attitude. And of course, so many brands open up their hearts and do VetFran discounts so that veterans can, on an affordable level, come on board and own franchises. So the VetFran committee and the IFA, and we're huge sponsors for VetFran as well now. Just a totally loving, caring environment to help veterans succeed. And I know you're involved in, with that also, Jack, and we appreciate all the work that you do as well to support VetFran.
Yeah, they're a good group. And I think the one thing that that you and the rest of the folks on the committee have taught me over the past 2 years is this is not a one-sided relationship. The franchises that veterans are involved in tend to do better than those who are not veterans. So it's a good thing for a brand, but it's also a really smart thing for a brand because the veterans seem to outperform everybody else in some situations. So I'm going to give a quick plug to those guys. If anybody wants more information on VetFran, go to VetFran.org. Again, that's VetFran.org. And we're going to be back with some more contact information for Alicia in just a moment. But first, a quick note. Today's episode is brought to you by Better. Better offers tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules alongside general day-to-day operations and delivers a complete business management solution for small multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better allows users to access and manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile or tablet devices. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com for Better. Alicia, thanks so much for being here today. I could chat with you for hours, but we're going to have to schedule part two when we're actually live and in person and sitting in the sun someday.
Sounds like a plan.
If our listeners want to reach you and maybe they've got some questions for you or they want to learn a little bit more about your business, where can we send them?
Sure. The best way to reach me would be LinkedIn. And I'm sure, Jack, you'll have the link down there. Yep. But my it's Alicia Visconti, AlisiaVisconti. You can also reach me through FranServe's website, and that's FranServe, FranServe.com, and the Franchise Dictionary Magazine.com.
Excellent. We, like you said, we will have links to all of those places in the show notes. Alicia, thanks for being here, and we will talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Jack. Be well.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We are here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.